It's hard to know just where to start in summing up the remarkable life of Peter Ustinov. The actor, director, writer, mimic, and renowned raconteur died of heart failure last night in Switzerland at the age of 82. Ustinov won 2 Oscars for his roles in Topkapi and Spartacus.
You'll be oiled, bathed, shaved, massaged, taught to use your heads. A good body with a dull brain is as cheap as life itself.
Ustinov directed everything from plays to movies to operas. He wrote more than 12 books, started his own foundation to foster global understanding. He was a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador for some 35 years, traveling to Cambodia, Russia, Kenya, to talk to and, more importantly, to play with children. UNICEF says when Ustinov's 8 languages weren't enough, he'd communicate by getting down on all 4s and making uncannily lifelike animal noises. On the screen, he was Nero in Quo Vadis, Captain Veer in Billy Budd, Detective Hercule Poirot in Agatha Christie Mysteries. In 1991, at the National Press Club in Washington, he was asked about his favorite role.
My favorite role is always the next one, and I haven't really found out what it's going to be yet. All roles are fascinating, so long as they're not tailored for you. If they're tailored for you, you've got the wrong tailor nearly always. Because there's no challenge there. There's nothing to meet. And a character actor, I think, is always interested in a hero with a vice or a villain with a heart, because those are the most challenging of all.
Ustinov once said this, "I was irrevocably betrothed to laughter, the sound of which has always seemed to me the most civilized music in the world." And he delighted audiences with stories like this one from that 1991 Press Club appearance.
At my age, having reached now the age that is prescribed in the Bible for the length of time, decent length of time, that one is supposed to stay alive, I can't help looking back a bit, because sometimes when one is depressed, one gets the feeling that one isn't advancing at all, that men are just as silly as they always were. And it's not really true, because when I think now that when I first went to school at the age of 6, I remember my first classroom, there was a large oleograph of Jesus Christ on the wall leading a Boy Scout by the hand. And with the other available hand pointing out to the Boy Scout the extent of the British Empire on the map. Well, I think we have moved quite a way since then.
In an NPR interview in 1991, Peter Ustinov said he was fairly well satisfied with what he'd accomplished up till then.
Well, I think I could have done various different things with my life, but I really don't think that I've done the wrong one. I think I hope about as well as I can with what I've got. I'm not very much in favor of this rather stingy attitude of you should stick to one thing. If there is anything religious about me, I would say that it is a feeling that if you've been given things, they're there for you to return the gift in some measure. And I would feel very badly about having a gift which I just ignored.
Peter Ustinov once suggested that the inscription on his tombstone be, "Keep off the grass." He died last night at the age of 82.